Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ford Motor Company made a major announcement Tuesday morning on Fox News. CEO Jim Farley says 11,000 jobs for electric vehicle manufacturing are coming to Tennessee and Kentucky.
Well, we have a big announcement. It's a new Ford. It's show not tell time. We're going to hire 11,000 people. We're going to build the biggest plant we've ever built in the history of the company, 6 square miles, to build all electric trucks in Tennessee. We have a battery plant on site. It'll be a carbon neutral manufacturing site. We have 2 more battery plants in Kentucky. All total, about 1 million vehicles worth of batteries we'll build in the 2 locations.
Answering for their blundered Afghanistan withdrawal, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, and Head of the U.S. Central Command Kenneth McKenzie are set to testify before the Senate Armed Services tomorrow. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The search for Brian Laundrie continues. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiance, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking. At.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the Biden administration's open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants, it's easy to do when you ship the government-dependent masses all around the country. What if governors in America took the illegal immigrants measuring in the millions and dropped them off in Maryland neighborhoods where Washington, D.C. lawmakers live? Former Governor of Texas Rick Perry tells Fox News that message would change America's open border policy that is diluting the fabric of America.
This is a devastating wave that's hitting our southern border. This administration is lying about it. And I think it's really important that you and your network, others, tell the truth and hold Joe Biden accountable, hold Mayorkas accountable. I mean, they're literally looking in the face of the American people and lying to them about what's going on that southern border. Maybe what we ought to do is just hire every bus that we can hire in the state of Texas, hire charter aircraft, bring the National Guard C-130s to the border and load these individuals up and take them to Maryland and leave them there.
3, 2, 1.
Landsat 9 launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County, California on Monday. The 2000th launch from the base over the years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, welcome to all the hard work that requires all hands on deck, and we're going to get this country back on track, no doubt. A change of heart, change of minds is essential, and this is what is becoming very evident these days. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now, the public policy analyst, economics professor, straight from the, from all the fun and frivolity of Las Vegas. So what stays in Las Vegas or happens in Las Vegas doesn't necessarily stay there. Yeah, he was able to get out, and we're glad that he's with us now. Michael, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fine. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, great to have you on, buddy. I appreciate it. I know you're just shortly off the plane and got an overnighter, and for your faithfulness, and here you are on the show to bring everybody up to date. One of the shockers that we're starting to hear a lot of, we've heard this kind of softly in the background, that our Social Security was going to be insolvent, and now somebody ran some numbers. Imagine that it would take them this long to do it, and they're saying, well, it could be insolvent a year earlier than anticipated. I think some people would say, well, how about if we made Congress's paychecks insolvent, a couple of years earlier than anticipated? Do you think that might help them feel the pain with us?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of the rules that are made for the American public don't apply to members of Congress. And this is probably another example of that. So let's take a look at Social Security. And actually, the Medicare is a little bit worse. So the last projection said Social Security would be bankrupt essentially by 2033, and they revised that now to 2032, which is only 10, 11 years away. Medicare is even worse. They're probably not going to be solvent after about 2025. So there's only about 4 years for that. So the question is, what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the big picture for a minute. So when Social Security was instituted and it passed into law in 1935, I believe, in the mid-30s, it took a very small part of your paycheck. You retired at 65. The average life expectancy was 67. So people were only going to collect for about 2 years.
Yeah, they were betting on you dying. That was the bet, right?
Exactly. Now they're losing the bet. Because people retiring today, the Social Security will tell them, women tend to live a little longer than men, but the IRS will tell them, plan for at least 20 years of retirement when you finally retire at 65. And what we're seeing is a larger proportion of the population than we've seen in the past is living well into their 90s, and many people are living to be well over 100. Now, the way the system is set up, they take money out of your paycheck at 6.2% of your wages, and your employer pays another 6.2% for you. So it's a total of 12.4% of your wages go into Social Security. They don't put that money aside for you. They take that money and they pay benefits to people who are eligible today. And then the theory is you keep paying, and then when you retire, somebody else will pay for your Social Security benefit.
Right. Welcome to a governmental pyramid scheme.
Yeah, some people use the word Ponzi.
Yes, right.
Exactly. So the problem, when Social Security was first put in, roughly, there were seven people working for every one person collecting. So it was working okay. Gradually, because people were living longer, that number of people working compared to the number of people collecting went down, and now it's only 3 to 1, three workers for one recipient, and it's approaching 2 to 1. The system can simply not be solvent when you don't have enough people working. So something's going to have to be done to fix that. As I mentioned, Medicare is worse. Same thing happened. That was passed in the mid-1960s, and they tax 1.45% of your wages. You pay, your employer pays 1.45% for you, so it's a total of 2.9% you end up paying for that. You know, you add those two together, you're up over 15% of your wages goes for Right. Social Security and Medicare. And even with that, the system is insolvent. As I started to say, with Medicare passed in the mid-60s, 65, I believe, people retired at 65 were eligible for Medicare. The life expectancy was only about 70. So they only expected to use Medicare for about 5 years. And again, people are living much longer. So the question is, how do we fix this? I looked at this extensively, and there are no good solutions. One, you could raise the – most of the Democrats want the Social Security tax raise from the 12.4 – again, you pay half and your employer pays half for you – 12.4 up to 14.8%, and they want the Medicare raised. I didn't see what figure they raised that to. So that – it'll eventually mean up to 16-18% of your wages – are going just to cover that. So I think that's too much of a burden on wage earners to have to pay. So what other solutions are there? Well, you could cut the amount of the benefit received by Social Security recipients. That's not going to be very popular, number one, with anybody. I doubt politically something like that could go through. It's also not really fair. You have people that have been paying for 50 years into a system.
I was going to say, this is their money. I mean, this isn't an entitlement. They've paid into this. The fact of the matter is these, you know, these government officials have mismanaged the money. I mean, they somehow just thought it would always be there, not to mention the fact that in the mid-60s, you know, during Lyndon Baines Johnson era, they opened up the lockbox. And Congress can't help himself. They saw all that money, all that trust money just sitting there. And so they created a little get out of jail card for themselves so that they could get their fingers on that money. And so to me, you know, this is clear. I mean, first of all, like you said, it starts out as a Ponzi scheme. Then you go into the next level, and now you got misappropriation of funds, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Congress, because the federal government has deficit spent in 55 of the last 59 years, and the deficits are getting larger. Last year it was $3 trillion. This year it'll be well over $3 trillion. And this week, Congress is talking about spending another $5 trillion that we don't have. So this has been going on for some time. So the people in Congress said, well, look, all this Social Security money is just sitting there. Let's borrow some of it. Assume they have some intention to paying that back, which, of course, they can't do, and that's contributing to the problem. So I started to say there are no good solutions. So when you can't get a good solution, in economics we say, let's find the solution that's the least bad. They can't get good ones, so let's find the one that's least bad.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we've got to go to break. On that happy thought, we'll let our listeners ponder on what they think could be the least bad, and we'll pick it up right after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Dr. Bussler after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners throughout India, Nepal, and Bhutan are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and many of them are so moved by the good news that they feel compelled to share it. The Tide Ministry is so excited to receive reports about listeners who hear the message of Christ and then eagerly pass the good news on to their neighbors, friends, and family. We are so thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to witness these salvation stories and hear how those who have recently come to know Christ are helping us in our mission to share the gospel with as many people around the globe as we possibly can. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Dr. Michael Bussler continues. He's the public policy analyst, economics professor. Michael, as we were saying off air, what our elected officials have done to us is absolutely criminal. I mean, here they have taken our money. This isn't an entitlement. We've earned this. I mean, we put into it. We've trusted. They said, hey, look, trust us. Even when there was a time for us to maybe have that opportunity where we could have more control of that retirement fund, the Democrats said, no way. No way, Jose, because we know better. Because you guys are just, you're a bunch of retards. You will spend that money, you'll waste that money, and you won't have it there for retirement. So then we trust them, and anybody else in this kind of fiduciary responsibility, Michael, they'd be in jail right now. But if you're a congressman, you live another day, and you keep stealing from the people's money, and you're able to get away with it, and the people have got to wise up. I mean, maybe in this way, the elected officials are right. You know, the people have been rather dumb about it, just assume that they would look out for their best interest. And we've been telling them. I mean, this isn't the first time they've heard about, you know, our government stealing from the American people. And we just let them get away with it. And then we reelect them. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. It certainly doesn't seem to make much sense. I'm trying to remember. I think it was back in the 80s. A commission was formed to study the problem. Mm-hmm. And what they concluded is they'd have to raise the retirement age from 65 up to 67. And it was done very gradually. I think somebody, if they retire now, it's like 66 years and 6 months or something, you get full retirement. Mm-hmm. That helped a little bit. But now with the demographic shift, that is so many baby boomers, et cetera, retiring and there are fewer people working. Now we're going to have to take a look at it again. So mm-hmm. I was started to say that there's no good solution to this. You can't raise taxes anymore. You can't cut benefits to anybody. So what's the only way out? I think mm-hmm. the only way out that makes sense is they're going to have to significantly raise the retirement age. Instead of mm-hmm. collecting at 65 for Medicare or 67 for Social Security, that both of those are going to have to go up to at least 70 years old.
Wow.
Maybe as high as 72. Now, again, people are living longer. People are living well mm-hmm. into their 80s, in their 90s. Yes. Not to be morbid, but if you look at the obituaries every day, you'll see somebody over 100 years old.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the system can't have people working for 50 years and collecting for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It just isn't going to work. So,
right.
I think the only way out of it is to raise the retirement age. It will be extremely unpopular, and I understand that, and it's not a good solution. But I think it's the least bad. If you take a look at all the alternatives, I think this one is the least bad solution. What I'm also worried about is I think tucked into this $3.5 trillion Build America Back bill, whatever President mm-hmm. Biden calls it,
I think build it back better, I think he says, yes.
Yeah. So there's an expansion of the Medicare system to start covering more people, and members of the Democratic Party in Congress don't want to raise that age. In fact, they want to lower it. They want people to be able to collect at 60. I heard one congressperson was even proposing 55. That would really bankrupt the system. So we can't expand it anymore. It's supposed to be for the elderly, and that's it. You don't need if other people have problems, deal with it with another program. This is not the Medicare is not the way to go.
Right.
And I think raising the retirement age is really the only way out of this. You know, of the federal government spending, excluding what they spent on COVID, of all the non-COVID spending, 62% of the government spending goes for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That's why it's so difficult to get government spending down. You have 62% goes to those things, and if any politician stood up and said, I'm going to cut this, there's no way they'd win.
Oh, they're dead. They're dead. Yeah.
10% of the non-COVID budget goes to pay the interest on the public debt, and that's getting larger. And they get very large if some of the stuff is passed this week. So you have 72% of the budget essentially is untouchable.
It's done. Yes, exactly.
28% to try to cut, and roughly half of that is in defense spending, and the other half is in social programs, roughly. And neither of those can really be cut much. So I don't know how the government's going to get out of this one. The deficits keep getting larger. As I mentioned, it was $3 trillion last year, over $3 trillion this year. That takes the public debt. Right now, we're a little bit of a stalemate. We've reached the debt ceiling, reached at the end of July. It was $28.5 trillion. They can rob Peter to pay Paul and juggle some money around for a couple months, which they did. But that runs out probably by the end of this week. So if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, then the government's going to have to partially shut down. If you remember back to 2011, this is exactly what happened. And the government shut down what they call non-essential services for, I think it was shut down for 3 weeks until it was resolved. So spending more money and offering more benefits to people when we can't cover what we have now is definitely the wrong way to go about things. I like the idea of privatizing Social Security accounts.
I do, too.
That's fine. It's yours. I don't necessarily like the idea of raising the retirement age, but I don't see any other way out of this. Now, some people have suggested, to be fair, with Social Security, you pay that 12.4% up to about $138,000 in income. Above that, you don't have to pay anymore. Some have suggested taking that cap off and have people pay the Social Security and Medicare on their entire wages. So somebody has very high wages has gotten away with spending less, and some people advocate they should be taxed on all of their wages. Now, the argument back to that is you're putting money in, and when you retire at whatever age it is, there's a fixed amount you're going to get. So as a result, you shouldn't put in more if you're only going to get out a fixed amount. That's not fair. So any way you look at this, it's not a good situation, and we're going to have to do something about it because all the baby boomers are now retiring. There were low birth rates in the next generation or two. As I said, there's only a couple people working for every one collecting. That's definitely not sustainable.
Well, the other thing too, the other thing contributing to this, Michael, that nobody wants to talk about is the fact that we aborted a generation labor force. Over 60 million babies have been aborted in America alone. Well, those are the people, you know, that could have been paying into this. This is the reality that our choices have consequences here. And, you know, there's plenty of responsibility and blame to go all the way around here. Is that, you know, everybody has played their role in decimating, you know, this fund. And, of course, you know, to me, right off the bat, you know, I hold the elected officials, you know, to higher account on this because they're the ones that are, you know, playing the role that they know better than everybody else. And when you're in that position and you're a protected class, well, then you got a higher level of responsibility, don't you, Michael?
You should have a higher level of responsibility, and it looks like our government elected officials have been acting irresponsibly for years. The view they have is, let's just solve it today. If it's a real tough problem, just kick the can down the road.
Exactly.
The next people coming in, figure it out. Well, the problem is we're at the end of the road. There's no more room to kick the can down. So we're going to have to deal with this. It's a serious problem. We're going to have to deal with it. And the sooner we deal with it rather than later, the easier it will be to come up with a good solution.
Michael, is there any relief with the increased GDP? If we start producing more and doing higher numbers of GDP, will that offset some of this negative debt and deficiency?
We've
got about 15 seconds left.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to, if the GDP can grow, and more importantly, if the labor force can grow again and the unemployment rate grow down and get some people back into the labor force that left, that will definitely help this problem.
Exactly. Yes. Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you, Michael. Take care.
The lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ford Motor Company made a major announcement Tuesday morning on Fox News. CEO Jim Farley says 11,000 jobs for electric vehicle manufacturing are coming to Tennessee and Kentucky.
Well, we have a big announcement. It's the new Ford. It's show, not tell time. We're going to hire 11,000 people. We're going to build the biggest plant we've ever built in the history of the company, 6 square miles, to build all electric trucks in Tennessee. We have a battery plant on site. It will be a carbon-neutral manufacturing site. We have 2 more battery plants in Kentucky. All total, about 1 million vehicles worth of batteries will build in the 2 locations.
Answering for their blundered Afghanistan withdrawal, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and Head of the U.S. Central Command, Kenneth McKenzie, are set to testify before the Senate Armed Services tomorrow. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I don't know about you, but I see a growing number of men, especially, and I congratulate the men of courage who are starting to stand up for their marriage and families. I mean, we have been pulverized. We've been under attack like in any war. You know, we must know who our enemy is and engage a battle plan that our commander-in-chief is directing. And I want to bring on Jeff Kemp here. He's the former NFL QB and ministry leader, to talk about this, because his heart is about families. It's about marriages. And Jeff, I got to tell you, more men that I'm talking with are just fed up with what's happening in their marriages and their families. And, you know, yes, it's very dynamic, very complex. We can go back to, you know, what Jesus told the Jews during his time, you know, why there was problems in marriages and why divorces occurred because of the hardness of their hearts. I know some people read that and they think, it was because of the hard hearts of the women. Well, no, it's the hard hearts of both of us, men and women. And, you know, and it's like, okay, are you satisfied that over 50% of the marriages are ending up like wreckage on the side of the freeway? And along with that wreckage, we see our kids and their future entangled in that mess of human carnage. And I tell you, men are getting fed up with this. And I'm saying, well, look, you have got to stand up and fight for those things that are right and good. But you got to listen to your commander in chief and what he's saying, right?
Exactly. And in fact,
right now on this sensitive, painful, serious topic, which is really a war. There's a war going on between God, who's good and loving and invented marriage and family, and his enemy, who is pride and independence and negativity and evil and division, deception. So I want to pray. I think that's where a man who's fed up needs to start, on his knees. Father, Bill and I ask you, the perfect Father, to give us wisdom as we talk about this topic, and to give every single person listening, man and woman, young man and young woman, married and unmarried, your insight, your wisdom, your love, your truth, your help to soften our hearts, heal relationships, and bring about answers to what families need, what marriages need, and what we all need. Because marriage is good for everybody, whether they are married or not. It protects and loves and raises and launches children, civilizes and stabilizes society. God help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Bill,
go ahead.
You mentioned there's kind of a battle going on, and the heat has turned up in our society so greatly, with the high divorce rates, the high rates of not marrying at all, but still having kids who don't get the benefit of stability of mom and dad. And then kind of the whacked out messages of a culture that says, use sex like a sport wherever you want, in any way you want, and don't worry about any consequences. Meanwhile, the consequences are creating depression and disease and havoc and division. They're abusing children. There's rape of women. There's rape of men. There's little boys being abused, little girls being abused. There's addictions to pornography. The counterfeits are enslaving us. And the breakdown of the family, some men, you know, who might have lost a job or something or couldn't work, you know, on the road like they used to during COVID, have come home and said, oh, my gosh, I've been ignoring this treasure, this priority, this wife, these kids. We need to have dinner together. We need to talk together. We need to play in the backyard. We need to play games. I need to read the Bible to these people. I need to get them some spiritual input. And I'm going to have to change, and I need God's help to do it.
No. And you're exactly right, Jeff. It does start with the leader of the family, which is the man, to be able to see the problem. And the Bible says, without a vision, the people will perish. And another reading is a cast off restraint. And this is what's happening. When you cast off restraint, you take morality out. You're like an untethered balloon that was once anchored in God's morality and God's laws. And now you're just like this hot air balloon that's losing air, just going pell-mell all over the place. And this is what's happening to families. And men, to your point, they're coming back and they're seeing this and they're going, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? And I say, I look at awesome, awesome that you're seeing that. And now what are you going to do?
Yeah, the Proverbs say, do not let love and truth leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Bind them around your neck, on your head. Hold on to love and truth. Well, remember what the Bible said about Jesus? Jesus, the Word of God, came and he was fully grace and truth, completely love and completely truth. The only way we cannot lose love and truth and the fullness and constant experience of both of those is by humbling ourselves, saying, I can't do it on my own. God, you're the perfect creator. You're the Father that I really need. I'm going to run to you. Then you get love and truth. And when you get love and truth, it softens your heart and you see your faults more so than your wife's or your husband's. And you stop being a consumer who's waiting for the world and other people to make you happy, and you say, God is enough to fill my tank. I now am meant to love others. When it's tough and takes courage, day in, day out, that's how we have soft hearts and how we live out what marriage was meant to be, what manhood was meant to be, what womanhood and motherhood and fatherhood were meant to be. And you said it, that without God's vision, this is the full translation, without God's vision, the people fall out of relationship and they cast off restraint and they end up damaging themselves and they create death. That's why it says, without vision, the people perish. Well, it's God's vision. Well, what is a relationship with God? What is humility, the path that gets there? What is receiving Christ as Savior? What is eternal life, not just 60 or 80 year life? What is marriage? It's a picture of Christ's love for the church, unconditional, lifelong, agape love. How important is it? It's a mystery that Paul went overboard to say this is so important. And Jesus said, you were never meant to divorce. That was a concession that was made because of the hardness of your hearts. You men and you women that don't want to stick with love and truth because you want to run your show your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the show today and reminding us that if we'd humble ourselves, we'll get the courage and the love of God, and then we can start to put marriage first again. Love our wife, not sleep with our girlfriend, not run around using women as a toy, not use sex and pornography as a temporary medication to satisfy a deeper need that it'll never satisfy. It'll just screw you up.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And again, I want to encourage everyone that's hearing this message is that this is a process. You know, Jeff and I are talking about it in terms of this is what God's ideal is. This is the vision that God has for families, for marriages, you know, for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, not to do you harm, but to give you a future and a hope. And what's happening in some marriages, they've lost that perspective, Jeff, where there's no hope, there's no future. Just get me out of here. Get me to the divorce attorney. But look at, if you can trust God, because God says, trust me. You know, we can't trust one another. We're all fallen. We're all humanoids, and we make mistakes. But God is consistent, same yesterday, today, and forever. You've heard Jeff and I talk about this before. We can count on God. Trust in God. And turn it over to him and take one step. When I talk about our commander-in-chief, I'm talking about the Lord of Heaven's army who will come in and engage the battle for you. He says, look, at the battle's mine. You don't have to deal with this. Let me deal with the battle. I've got all the heavenly army powerful forces, you know, to act on your behalf. Trust me, and I'll take care of it.
God,
but understand, it's a process, right? Go ahead.
He raised Lazarus from the dead, Jesus did. And God raised Jesus from the dead. If he can do that, he can heal your broken marriage, your separated marriage, your tragic, abusive past, the disconnection between your son or your daughter and you.
Yes.
But we do empathize with you. You don't turn around to get perfect right away. You're not supposed to feel rotten because there is an ideal. Just turn to God and let him do the miracle. Let him do the work.
Amen.
Be faithful to him and let him.
Got to leave it there, Jeff Kemp.
Step to healing.
Thank you, buddy.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free?
It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there for you, along with all the past interviews with these expert guests that we have. Absolutely free. Download, share them with your neighbors, your friends, get it out there. This is the place you come to. Get updated on what's happening current event-wise, what's happening in issues of faith. No 8 seconds and sound bites. We get brilliant, brilliant experts there, able to come on, you know, for our benefit and our blessing to share what they know about particular topics. You have an economics professor who comes on and talks about Social Security. How often do you get a chance to hear that from an expert like Dr. Michael Buzler? But we're happy to share that with you. It's time right now for the Good News Girl. Yes, we're talking about Samantha Mao. She is our beloved Good News Girl. When you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you'll see there's Sam's Corner. And right there at Sam's Corner is all the bevy of great viral videos, things that you don't necessarily hear about from the mainstream media, because they want to talk about all the sensational stuff. But I'll tell you, these things that she shares with us are really extraordinary and quite sensational. Every once in a while I think, for the sake of our own decompression of our minds, it's important to hear some good news, to hear that our fellow citizens are out there doing great things. Right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, and there's so many people that always are, and, there's usually more stories than I can even, begin to choose from, even to put on our list, and let alone get to talk to you about.
Exactly. Yeah, so many untold stories, and that's the thing that's so important, and that's one of the things that I've been, trying to do as I meet people, is just to say, hey, tell me your story, and you'd be surprised what you wouldn't have known just with that simple question. Tell me your story, What are you about?
Right.
And it's amazing how that question blesses people, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I think there's different stories all the time that don't even get reported, by the media. And, you might find them shared amongst your friends or something like that. And I think that these stories just inspire me just to be a better person myself and try to make sure that I can help.
Well,
that I can help other people.
It reminds you that virtue and class is still out there in the midst of the cancel media and all this anger and whatever. It's like that's noise. But sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper, and you feel the heart of the American people. Like this first story, here's a brother's heartfelt obituary for his sister that went viral. Tell us about this.
So I love this story because, you know, you see obituaries, and a lot of times they're kind of similar, and they don't necessarily get the attention. And I think it's a nice way to kind of honor things. But, you know, I think this kind of reminds us that this could be a personalized situation also. And this is in Oxnard, California. And Karen Sito died. She died on September 5th when she was 61 years old. And her brother, Eric, who's 64, he wrote a really great obituary to her. And it was called A Special Sister. Well, it ended up going viral because, you know, so Karen was born with cerebral palsy, and she could only say three words. She could say Mom, Donald's, which is referring to McDonald's, and piano, because she loved music so much. And, you know, he was talking about how she loved and she never had wants or misgivings. She just had love in her heart. And this past year, you know, with the pandemic and everything, it made it hard for him to see her, but he was able to see her. And the last time they saw each other, they had a picnic lunch and they went on a bike ride. And he was just talking about, you know, he needed her too. It wasn't just one way, he needed her too. And, you know, within a very short amount of time, about a day or so of this obituary being published, it was shared over 250,000 times.
Whoa.
Just moving people and making them feel like, you know, they were like, I feel like I know her in just a few words of your obituary. And I just thought, what an amazing tribute and a great way to honor his sister. And, you know, like, I'm sure as parents, that's what you hope for with your children, that they'll love each other like that, that they'll have that special bond. Even with her having, you know, different challenges that she faced in her life, I think that she inspired him too. And now she's inspired the rest of us through his sweet, sweet, kind words honoring her.
Exactly. Well, what seems clear to me, Sam, is that this obituary that he shared with everybody was something that they lived out even before he pronounced it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
This was a kind of a lifestyle. I mean, what he shared with everybody about his sister, that some people would say, well, you know, what does she have to offer? I mean, she can only speak three words, and, you know, but what she had to offer was her heart, the purity of her heart. And her brother, you know, God bless him, you know, was in a position, and he understood that and accepted that gift. You know, because like any gift, there needs to be two aspects of a gift. There needs to be a giver and a recipient. And you would hope that in both cases, the giver is doing so with a cheerful heart and the recipient is receiving it in such a way with gratitude and appreciation. And that seems to be the case here. And this is quite the lesson, I believe, for us to be reminded of, that, you know, when we are we're either the giver or the recipient, that, you know, what's our state of mind here? And then it makes you also wonder how many other gifts are out there just falling to the floor because there's not a recipient.
That's so true. And, you know, you just want to make sure that you see those gifts when they're coming, right? Like, it's just...
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so, because those are absolutely free and they're priceless.
Right.
And, you know, and I appreciate the brother sharing his life, his sister's life with us, because like you said, it does remind us of the better angels that are there for all of us. And you know, nobody's claiming perfection here. I mean, we all have good days and bad days, and maybe even some of our good days, we're still not close to being angelic. I get that. But, you know, on a scale of one to us, you know, some days are better than others, and some days where, you know, our values and virtue are of a higher calling. And when it is that way, it just transcends everything. It just really magnifies, and when I say magnify, it just magnifies how special, you know, people can be, you know, how humans can be towards one another. And that, you know, I say is priceless. This next story, speaking of which, you got a mom who tears up when a little boy walks up to her table in a restaurant. What was all this about? What happened here?
So this is over in Hay Dock, England, and this is Sophie Crean, and she had taken her children to a restaurant on a Sunday afternoon just kind of as a treat, and they have a children's play area there, and we've all seen those claw machines that come down. And,
you put
in your money, and you try to get a stuffed animal. Well, Sophie was trying to get a stuffed animal for her little girl. There was a little purple and pink stuffed animal in there that she wanted. And she it was a little teddy bear. And she tried three times and couldn't do it. And there was a little boy standing in line behind her. And she's like, you know what? You go ahead and do it. Just really didn't think anything else of it.
Yeah, well, right,
2 minutes
right.
later, she's sitting at her table with her little girl. And the boy that's been behind her in line comes up with the little purple and pink teddy. And he's like, I got this for your daughter.
Oh,
and
wow. How cool.
It just, it's like, that's just what you want. You hope your children will be like, and like for him to come over and just caught her so off guard, and end up having her in tears.
Couldn't you have done it sooner? You would have saved me $10. You know, I wasted $10 for that stupid claw. I couldn't make it work. You go there, you know.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
You probably already paid for this teddy in it, but it was just, and it's just. For
oh,
him to be
precious.
That observant, and then to be able to get anything he got what the little girl wanted, and
wow.
You very know, cool. I just love little moments like that. It's a little.
Well, don't you and don't you love some? And don't you love these kids? These little kids that they have a knack for it. Some are just gifted, you know. They're like, oh, a little claw thing, no big deal. Adults are sitting there, you know. Okay, how much are we into this? You know, we're $40. You can't work the clock. Go away. Watch
right.
step. No, I can do this.
And some
little, yeah, right. And then some little kid comes up in 2 seconds. He snags it and puts it out. And, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. And he paid what, 50 cents or something? It's ridiculous.
That's true.
Well, this next story, she prayed for help during a flash flood. And Marines, God bless the Marines, forever faithful. We showed up 45 seconds later. Tell us this story.
That's right. So a woman in Arlington, Virginia, her name's actually Virginia Waller-Torres. She was going to the Arlington Cemetery where her grandpa, a World War II veteran, was buried. And she was, there was a flash flood, and she just starts praying, you know, she thinks, I'm going to, you know, this could be the end. These flash floods are dangerous, even if you could swim. And within about 45 seconds of her saying this prayer, there's a group of Marines that show up. These guys they're about 6 feet tall and 230, 240 pounds, like the ideal guys to show up if you need somebody to show up. And
right.
It's actually the Marine Corps body bearers, the one who does the units for the cemetery, and they end up rescuing her. And she was saying that it was almost like they manifested from out of nowhere, because it's like she says the prayer, and they were there so quickly that like almost like they were put there on purpose, you know. And
exactly.
I just think Marines are always, they're kind of showing up and being heroes in different aspects. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up next to Marines, and they just always have a way of showing up just when you need
them.
Yeah,
they do.
And
yeah. Well, we're always ready. We're always ready for the call. That's just the way it
That's
is.
Right.
This last story here, you've got, a thank you note going out to a police department 71 years later. 35 seconds left, Sam. Go ahead and tell us.
In 1950, a young couple stopped in London, Kentucky for lunch and left with a souvenir from the police. And it was a small card placed under their windshield wiper, and seven decades later, they returned the favor. They wanted to know what the kindness meant. It was saying, hello, stranger, welcome to London. And it just has all these sweet little things, just giving them the rules and letting them know. And it just ended up being something that the guy remembers and wanted to thank them 70 years later. He said that he's a very blessed man, and they've had a great life together.
Well, we got to leave it there. Samantha Mal, the good news girl.
Sudden food shortage. Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.